Could you raise your right hand and repeat after me? Aye, and state your name.
I Elizabeth
Bednarz.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend. The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance. To the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation. Or purpose of evasion. That I will well and faithfully. Discharge the duties. Upon which I am about to enter. Thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Liz, and welcome to our committee. We're glad you're here, and we look forward to having you join us and your great ideas that you'll bring to us. The next thing on our agenda here is the public comment, and we have today one speaker, Mr. Bill Stafford.
My comment is about the large American flag that flew over the weekend. And I would like to thank Michael Meyer, who supplied the crane, and Tut Crane that supplied the flag. In my walking around through town, I had only nothing but positive feedback from that. And I think it would be nice if the city somehow had a large flagpole that they could hang a big flag from, at least on weekends. Michael Meyer did the same thing at the Harbor Festival last year. If you were at the Harbor Festival last year, he had one of his cranes, and I believe last year he used the flag that the fire department has. So I personally would like to thank them and the five or six people that stopped me on the street. So there were a number of people that appreciated the flag. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Approval of our minutes of the last meeting. Has everyone had a chance to look at the meeting minutes? And if there are no comments or corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve these minutes. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Susan. All those in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? Okay, we'll move on to our monthly reports. And that brings us to Mr. Sorgenfrey Mr. Candela with the Visitor Center report.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. You have that, you have it in front of you. Which one do you have? All right, we'll go through that one first. This is the 800 numbers. And again, these are pretty self-explanatory. What we've done is we added 2008 in comparison so you can see what's going on from last year to this year. Looks like this particular year or this month, Southern California, a little more. There's 41 with a total of 96 calls. And these are calls, and a lot of times it gets so busy it's hard to ask every single visitor that calls if they're calling on the 800 number. So when you have three lines going and maybe half a dozen people in the visitor center, it's difficult to go through the checklist that we usually do. So usually there's a lot more calls using the 800 numbers, but unfortunately sometimes you can't do that. We do a pretty good job with it, though. And then take a look. Florida is surprising. There's on the out-of-state calls, there's five there. And 20 from Texas. Something happened in Texas, didn't it?
It's hot.
It's hot. Get me out of here. Where's California? Where's that Morro Bay? And so you get the comparison between the 2 years. And then the second page is all of the stats. And, again, they're pretty self-explanatory. Again, it's 08, 09 comparisons. Total visitors, you can see 2,000, a little down from last year, but and pretty consistent from last year to this year. Fulfillments, there may be a lag in this, mainly because when we get to the labels, like the labels may have come in June, and they didn't go out until after the report. So it more than likely, because we did get quite a few of them in from Sunset in the last 3 weeks, a couple of batches. I know one batch did go out. There's still another one to be accounted for. And then, of course, the 800 number's there. That's the report. I'm going to keep it real brief today as far as the chamber goes. There is a mixer tonight at 5:30 at Sea Shanty. That's in Cayucas on Ocean Boulevard. And, again, it's always the third Thursday, 5:30 to 7 o'clock. Hope everyone can attend.
So even though we're placing in July, we're not going to see those ads come to fruition until the fall. But what I would suggest is we've already the board's already the committee's already approved the city budget. So what I would suggest is just, I don't know if I need an approval, but other than your consensus, that we go ahead and spend more in the fall than we would have normally, and then let the BID kind of pull up the spring and into the summer.
Do you have any of the creativity? Are there going to be new ads, or are we going to run some of the same old ads?
We're going to try to we're certainly going to run whatever our message is that we're going to do with the BID. You know, that would be true for the city. And we're in the process right now of just we have our first meeting today with the BID and get their input. You know, basically, we're certainly not going to suggest that we abandon the theme of Discover Your Better Nature. We will be able to run larger ads with the BID funds, and that's really my goal, is to have a better, bigger and better and more presence in the publications that we're currently in. Sunset, for instance, Sierra Magazine, expand all those. And that, again, is going to be presented today. It's not a real tight budget, but it's at least to get a consensus from the BID committee that we're on the right track, this is where they want to spend their funds, and make sure that there is no duplication, that everything complements everything that we're doing complements what they're doing and vice versa. That would be true for the media as well as the creative.
I think it would be a nice idea, too, if we could, as a committee, as both committees, to see the creativity and the layouts which both groups are doing.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be nice because you'll be coordinating both of them.
Right.
But each committee should, I think, have the opportunity to view the creativity that each committee is doing.
Right.
So if you could, like, email us.
Well, I think what I'll try to do is
layouts.
After I really wanted to have this first meeting to get some feedback from them, and then my goal would be at our next meeting to make a full creative presentation, brand-new campaign. And, again, it's all going to still be based on, at least my recommendation is based on Discover Your Better Nature, because we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars branding ourselves with that, and I think it's a strong brand. And the ads that we've been doing in the past are going to be different in that we've run really small ads. And one thing that I'm doing with the city's budget is running a little larger ads than we normally would, because we don't have more funds, but in reality we do, because we're going to see that BID money come in that's going to help support our campaign.
So you haven't progressed far enough to know if we're going to be running two ads competitive with each other?
No, my recommendation would we would definitely not be doing that.
We would just put a bigger ad, if we were going to do it,
right.
We would put a bigger ad in and not put
right.
so many in, let the BID.
And basically how I've structured the BID is that they would not even really start advertising until, like, say, October, because our money is going to already be going. And, again, that's going to be their decision. But the reality is, for magazines, we're already into September, October. So even if they gave me direction today, excuse me, those ads wouldn't even appear till later. So, and we have ads that are scheduled for August and September per your guys' approval. So, and those ads will still be relatively the same size that we've been doing, because when we placed those ads, we didn't know the BID was going to take place.
So as I see it, then, the budgets are going to be combined. We're going to take the same one lump of money and use them for one group of ads. The ads might take a little different turn in creativity, because
right.
I think the hotel people are going to want to push the hotel portion of the ad, you know,
right.
stay overnight, where some of our ads might not necessarily do that currently.
Right, and I think that's really going to come, and this will be a discussion, again, what I'll have with them today, is that we're going to need a greater participation from the hoteliers on packages, deals, because I still think that with the current economy, that's what people are looking for. And I know with the website, my suggestion is to keep the present website and focus on doing features on that website that would benefit the lodging industry. One is to possibly have a reservation booking agent right on the homepage. And it wouldn't be where they would actually do a transaction on that website. It would be where people, and I'm sure you've all seen it, where you go into a website and you want to say you want to come to Morro Bay August 23rd through the whatever, the 28th. So you type in those dates, and then the software that the companies that you'd contract with will scan all of the hotels and let you know what's available, and then all those hotels will appear on the website, and then to do your and then you have the ability to go to each one of those hotels and look. And then if you decide on a particular hotel, you're still doing that transaction with that hotel. There's one service that I'm going to recommend, and it's called Jackrabbit, and the county CVB is using that service right now. It's there's several ways that you can pay for it. One is like a pay-per-click where you pay for every booking, or you can get on a set budget, which is what I would recommend, so we know exactly where we're at. For Morro Bay, their estimates companies is it really does increase your ability to book rooms. It just makes it more user-friendly. And as an aspect of that, they also, which we already have on our website, is a searchable database, but there's a searchable database there too. So if you want a pet-friendly hotel or an oceanfront hotel, it'll still scan those for you.
I think that's something we can discuss and down the line when you have, we have more information on it.
But just as an example, I mean, that's the kind of thing that we would look at for the website and how we might change that.
Anything else?
On the budget?
On the budget, because we're going to move to you next on the advertising agency.
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay.
And I'll know more once we get some sort of consensus from the BID. I can report back to this committee. Mm-hmm. And then what I would like to do is, it seems a little premature to do it now, but once that's approved, I can present the whole campaign. And it'll be, you'll see the whole media campaign, inclusive of the city's budget, and then also what the creative's going to be.
Again, that's something Heather wanted to do, was have a joint meeting, and that might be a good topic at that joint meeting when you make that presentation.
Mm-hmm. That meeting's today?
Mm-hmm.
Where, here? Or?
Mm-hmm. Follows this meeting.
Right.
It's here at 9:30, and I think it's fair to say, John alluded to it, but it's certainly fair to say that we're really at the beginning stages, so I think as we move into the next two or three meetings with the BID, we'll kind of firm up what we're doing. So it's pretty new at this point.
I think that one thing I would just add is that that just to reassure this committee and also, I guess, the BID committee, we have not forgotten the fact that that's going to take place as we plan this budget. So we purposely tried to front load, and everybody was in agreement to that. So that's underway, because if we decided to do it now, we wouldn't be able to. So I think we're on the right track.
Okay. Well, thank you, John. You're up again with the advertising agency report, please.
Okay. I don't have too much to report other than the things that I mentioned as far as the budget and the BID. I did want to show the web stats. So as you can see, this gives you the report that we normally have every month. And to date, we've had 141,000 total user sessions, 586,000 total page views. We've had 185 people sign up for the newsletter. We now have a total of almost 7,300 members on the email newsletter list, so that's growing. And part of that also is because we're incorporating into that newsletter list the people who inquire to the CVB on wanting information, or not CVB, the chamber, which is also our CVB. but for the month of between June 15th and July 15th, we had 27,768 user sessions, 107,000 page views. We had 23 people sign up for the newsletter. We continue to have people spend quite a bit of time on the website. They spend at least 4 minutes to 5 minutes on the site. The number one page was the home page, and then TripBuilder number second one, which is nice because that's a brand new feature for our website. And that, again, just for the benefit of those who aren't familiar with it, people can go in and they can build their whole trip. They can pick out the restaurant that they want to go to. They make their reservation, they pick out their hotel, activities they want to do, and they put that all in a shopping cart and then print that out, and then that becomes their itinerary for their trip to Morro Bay. And also on the second page, the one thing that's Interesting. And I plan on presenting this to the BID committee to show them how we currently look at our stats. The we still have over 59% of the people coming to us with no referral, which means they're typing in moralbay.org, which hopefully is a testament to our advertising. So they have to be familiar with our website and our call letters to be able to do that. The second most referred, which is normal, is the Google at remaining. It's probably the percentage, biggest percentage of the people that are searching it, just typing in Moral Bay. And the number one way they find us is to just type in simply Moral Bay. And we show up really well on that when we do that. And that covers that one. I won't show. Thanks. Any questions on the website?
Okay.
Then we have a new feature on the website, if I could move into that. We've talked about having the Moral Bay history lesson. And again, for the benefit of those that aren't familiar, for our new member, Nancy Castle and her brother wrote a book, a really great book about the history of Moral Bay. And they've been kind enough to let us use the contents of that book, the photographs as well as the text. So what our plan is we're going to have, what you're going to see in a moment, is the introductory video that's going to introduce the Moral Bay history lesson segment. So it'll have its separate landing page. There'll be copy on with the video. But they'll actually watch this video. And then eventually, as we get more and more history lessons, we plan to do one a month. People will be able to go in and search the our website. Eventually, it's just going to be almost all video because of the technology being, rather than simply reading a text telling people what they can do with this, is just have a video and explaining it.
Is that going to be on the home page? You're going to have somebody
going to have
click
it, you know,
on the home page?
Yeah, as you see the and eventually we're going to have to figure out how we're going to, we've got so many, getting so much content on that site, but for as an introduction, we will have that as one of the elements that you can click
there
on.
There on the left-hand side.
Right, exactly. And we just rebuilt that. If you could go to the, yeah, there we go. So on the left-hand side, we'll eventually have, and the spot you saw is not even on the website yet because we haven't built the first lesson, but we're planning on doing that this month and have that available for people to view. If you would go on to the, where it says video contest, is that there?
No, I don't see it. See photo contest,
Photo contest.
Is that it?
Yeah, if you click over to the right where it says see our new video series.
Below Moral Bay Chamber of Commerce.
I'm not sure if that link's going to work.
There it is. Let's see.
Well, actually, could you go back? Because that's, if you go back to the home page, it's right above that. See the in red where it says "See our new video series."
Yeah, it says click on link
below. Oh, okay, so it's the same thing. Well, anyway, it's still, it's not gone live yet. But what our intent is here is to just as we did with the photo contest, we're going to let people submit their videos of their stay in Moral Bay.
I'm Sharon from the Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center here on the Embarcadero. I'm ready to join Camille on our Molly Trolley.
Good morning!
Good morning. We are going to be going around the waterfront today. The trolleys were actually the wonderful idea of a city council member back in 1994 was the first trolley, and it was for connecting the uptown businesses to the Embarcadero businesses. The trolley runs from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend.
But and the idea behind this is that we're going to have to solve this first, just as we did with the photo contest, because we didn't have any photo entries to begin with. So what we wanted to do is we'll have to put our own videos on to get people to do it, just as we did with the photos. But the whole idea behind this, and it's still in the process of being built, will certainly be live in the next week. But people, what they'll do is we'll direct them to a video contest to say, submit your videos and you could win an overnight stay, a dinner for two, just like we do with the photography. How we do this, to make it simplistic, though, is they have to post them on YouTube. Then they let us know that they're on YouTube. Then we go look at them on YouTube. If they're appropriate, then we put them on. There's something about the social media that we have to be conscious of. It is what it is. So, you know, as we get more and more into the whole social media thing, you have the ability for people to talk poorly about you. But if we do a good job, you know, they will talk favorably about us. But we can still control our website. So what is put on YouTube, we never can control. But the best place to put those videos so we can access them is to put them on YouTube, because if it's too technical for people who aren't in the know to send us their video, it's just too difficult. But it's real easy to put it on YouTube. So what we'll do is we pull those off. But what we're also doing with this video contest, which is really significant, is we're encouraging people to put more videos on YouTube, which is a great thing. And what my idea is, eventually, once we get this rolling, what I'd like to do is to have them produce a 30-second TV spot and then tell them that they'll win a prize. We may have that prize be a little more significant, maybe a whole getaway to Morro Bay, and then we could even film them when they come. But the idea behind that would be that we would also maybe we would actually use that as our commercial and put it on cable and television, you know, our broadcast television, which I think would be really attractive to a lot of people who are starting out, very talented videographers that want that on their resume. So we might get some really quality.
You might lose an account, too.
Well, they can only do the TV. A whole lot more to it than that. Or I might hire them now. But anyway, so that's kind of the idea. It gets ball back to this whole social media thing that we've been trying to do, where we get people involved with the city and have fun and give us their reports, because people more and more now, they want to hear from their fellow traveler what's happening. They don't really want to hear it from us. They want to hear it from a specific person, and makes it more real and credible.
Okay. Did it, John?
The only other thing I have is some ads that we just did. Riverside and people working on the events to have things happening beyond just the day of the event. So, and I talked with Peter just informally about that. He's up for that, too. So, because we have some great events, and we don't need to create other ones. We can work off of our base of some of these events to stretch them out and increase overnight stays. And this one is in Bakersfield Life, which is a lifestyle magazine that's inserted in the Bakersfield, California, once a month. And this is going to be in the August issue. Yeah, that'd be great. And also, we were working with, I'm on a kind of an advisory committee for the San Luis Obispo Regional Airport, and a group of the marketing companies have gotten together and worked together for free to try to help the airport market itself. And one of the things that came up was an ad in SkyWest magazine, and the airport encouraged the it was actually my idea. We were kind of exchanging emails trying to figure out how we're going to craft an ad amongst all the different partners of the cities. So we turned it over to the county CVB to kind of coordinate it, and then they asked us to design the ad, my firm. So basically what you have is a spread, and the tag we came up with is California's Natural Amusement Park. And the whole idea behind the ad is it's a co-op ad, and as you see, there's Morro Bay. It cost us $1,500 to do this. We had the money in our contingency funds. And we also were able to encourage the city of San Luis Obispo, Pismo Beach, and Paso Robles to take part as well. So basically, again, for about $1,500, we're going to be in a $7,000 spread. And the nice thing about SkyWest is that they basically will, whatever you do ad-wise, they'll support that with advertorial. So we're going to get about 4 pages of advertorial. We've submitted our pictures and stories as well.
That magazine's nationwide, wherever they fly. It's not just out of Slow.
Right, and it will hit the people, predominantly people like for us that we would be able to bring here in Arizona that fly, you know, because we do fly direct to Arizona from San Luis Obispo, San Francisco, L.A., all those, that audience would see it, as well as the national audience, too. So that's the latest that we've been doing.
Well, thank you, John.
Sure.
Very exciting. Moving on to our subcommittee reports, the Public Relations Subcommittee, did they have a meeting? No meeting for them, and I know we did not have ours.
The website did not have a meeting. However, I would like to point out that we have photo contest winners posted on our website. And have any of them claimed their prizes yet? Or
yes, they have. And in fact, I think we have the winner. Actually, Nancy used this to... was our latest winter, titled End of a Perfect Day in Morro Bay. And again, this has just worked really, really well. We probably get about, it varies from week to week, but probably get about at least two, sometimes five entries a week. And so we pick a winner every month. And I'm going to hit Peter up for some more prizes, because I think we're down to like our last, a luncheon that we have. But Michelle was great in getting us, you know, overnight stays and her castle tickets, and so we'll need to work on that. But again, this is just, it's one of those things that sort of just has taken off, and I think that's been working really well.
One thing I would like to suggest or throw it out there is that where on the where you sign up for the photo contest, why don't we have something in there that says, are you interested in attending the Morro Bay Photo Expo? Expo, mm-hmm. Learn more about.
Yeah, I think
you know,
that's a good
idea. And click on that. That would then go to that expo page.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea. We'll do that.
And on the expo website, there's no place on there for lodging. Is that possible mm-hmm. to, so that they can click on lodging and get
started? Right. Okay.
That's on the expo website.
Yeah, on the photo expo.
On their website.
Yeah.
And I do know that we're continually getting response sign-ups for the photo expo. I think this is going to be very successful.
Okay, moving on to unfinished business. Last month, Heather asked me to send a letter to the city council asking them to co-sponsor the photo expo in order for them to save some money on renting city buildings and give them a kickstart, because every penny that they can save will help. I did send that letter, and you all have a copy of that, I believe, in front of you, and someone from the expo.
Perfect.
And have them at that meeting to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the next city council meeting, which is August
10th. We actually skipped the last meeting in July,
okay.
So August 10th.
Thank you very much for your help, Andrea. We all appreciate that very much. The next agenda is a review item agenda. Here is a review of the Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District. I don't know what the discussion was, but we were going to talk about that again.
I think one of the reasons we put this on your agenda is to just keep you informed of anything new that's happening with the Morro Bay TBID, and I would suggest that we continue to keep this on your agenda so we have a chance to talk about things. Today is our second meeting, but it's really our first meeting, because the first meeting we just talked about bylaws and that sort of thing. Today on the agenda, the things that are included are the marketing and marketing plan and budgeting. So we're going to be giving, as John talked about, just a overview of a suggested budget and marketing plan. We also have the website as an agenda item. And there's one other one that escapes me off the top of my head. So it'll just be a pretty beginning meeting today. Oh, establishment of a regular meeting date. We are going to strongly suggest that the TBID group meet after this group, whether we change it to 10 o'clock or 10:30. It might be better for some people, but we're going to strongly suggest that. So if members of the Community Promotions Committee want to stay and attend,
Going to encourage all of us, if we can attend, and if not, at least watch it on TV or get a copy of the agenda from the webpage and at least be up to date on what the BID is doing. And I would encourage them to do the same thing with our committee. If they can be here or look at our meetings, it would help. It would help us all having the knowledge of what each committee is doing if we can't attend.
My guess today, although I don't have my crystal ball in front of me, my guess today is that we're just going to be talking about really the direction they want to go. And I would anticipate that we would be bringing back some more specific information at our following meetings.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other old business, unfinished business? We'll move on to new business. Last meeting there was a discussion of consideration of placing lights and or reflective materials on the billboard. I know that Susan had brought that up and talked about it. Did you talk about it? Somebody, I thought it was you. But anyway, John was going to bring some information.
You know what? I'm sorry. I do not have that yet. I'll get that for you.
Okay. Costs.
I contacted Viacom, and they were supposed to get back to me with mm-hmm. some vendors, but they weren't able to do that.
Maybe it was so. Heather that did.
I did.
Oh, it was you? Oh, it was Bill. I'm sorry, Bill.
I contacted a company in Florida, Solar SOL Corporation. They sent me an application, which a lot of the questions I couldn't answer. So I'll try to dig up the answers and send it, and so that maybe at the next meeting we'll have some idea what the cost will be to light this.
Yeah, I definitely will get that for you.
Okay, well, we'll put that on the agenda. Can we do that for the next meeting, Andrea? We'll put that on again under unfinished business. Anybody else have any unfinished business that we forgot? We'll move on to discussion of new ideas. Anybody want to discuss some new ideas? No new ideas?
I have just a thought. I had a family in the store yesterday who were from Scotland, and sort of kicked myself afterwards for not asking quite the right questions, but kind of where their trip was going, where it had come from, how they were getting around, and they had gone to San Francisco and were traveling on down and would eventually end up at Disneyland. And I think they were staying in Pismo Beach. But somehow, from staying in Pismo, they decided to come up the coast and see Morro Bay. But it made me think about, again, the kinds of advertising we might be able to do in Europe. And how do we pop up on websites? And she just said, oh, my husband's good at that computer stuff. He went online and he, planned our trip. Probably a TripAdvisor kind of thing. But I do think that's a kind of demographic that would be wonderful to attract to Morro Bay. I think, as I was watching the earlier presentations, I think the history idea is fabulous in terms of attracting visitors from Europe especially. They have a real interest in history, and I think sometimes I think Americans lose sight of the value of that. But when we go over there, we're looking at their architecture and they're going to the famous sites. And
I know at the visitor center, we see hundreds of Europeans mm-hmm. every single year, hundreds of them, and speaking foreign languages as well as English quite well. How they get here, I ask them many times, what made you come here? And they're usually on a tour of California, or they come to California to see the United States as part of their tour. I've had a lot of people ask me why we don't advertise in Europe and out of the country and back east and all the places that we attract people from. And I think one of the things you learn in Marketing 101 is that you want to get your backyard covered first. And once you get your backyard covered, then concentrically you move out from the center.
If you typed in Visit California or Visit California, even Visit California Central Coast, you're going to come to the state guide. And that's, the state website. So we not only do we run a print ad, we also mm-hmm. run on that website. And I think that's directly, obviously we're going to get people from the United States, but also I think that's where we get the Europeans. We have money put into the budget, again, for the BID, for social media, and digital advertising, which will give us the opportunity for digital PR. So basically when things are happening, the whole world's going to see those things. And also translating our website, which we just did recently, I think will be of a help as well. So it's certainly something that we don't want to ignore. I think a lot of Europeans, I know that we've talked about this previously, but I attended a meeting a couple of years ago, and they were talking about how European travel began to diminish to California. And one of the reasons for that was that the state felt like that people come to California and they go to LA or San Francisco or they go to Disneyland, and they've done that. So they figure, I've already been to California, I'm going to go to another state in the United States. So, obviously the answer to that is, well, then tell them about the Central Coast, because if they just go to LA, what a shame. They haven't seen they haven't really seen California. So, but the state caught on to that, and they are promoting the Central Coast a lot more. And so, again, the state spends a great deal of money over in Europe, and I think that we do get that fallout. And we can certainly try to look at what the state's doing and try to ride on their coattails. We might have a little bit more opportunity to do that now with additional funds. But I think that's really where we're going to see those people, and that's probably where they're coming from.
It is. That's they're usually on some other junket or part of another tour. Also, California, the name California, is a lot more recognizable in foreign countries than Morro Bay. So the first step is get them to California, and we've done that. And the next step, once they're in California, is, as John says, get them away from Disneyland and the Southern California area and on to the Central Coast in Morro Bay.
Along these lines, I was in Monterey yesterday, and usually when I'm up there, what I do is I'll sit in one spot. We were down on Cannery Row. We'd gone to the aquarium. and just do a body count between a certain hour compared to the body count we have here and where people are from. And I was counting Europeans, just judging by, you know, what language I was hearing out of their mouth. One out of 10 groups of people, that's 10% of the people there, were Europeans. And they're in Monterey, which is not that far away. And, you know, you talk about repeat business being from the San Joaquin Valley, but what I'm seeing in not only my numbers, and I've been tracking this now since February, but with the businesses around me, our strongest dollar amount of repeat business, not necessarily body count, but dollars actually spent, is not coming from the San Joaquin Valley. It is coming from Southern California, Northern California. But, yeah, these Europeans that I see in Monterey, they're not that far away. You know, if we can, I think what John's saying about advertising in places they're going to stumble across our advertising while they're in California is the way to get them down here. Because, I mean, Monterey's a hub, you know, just right up the road. And there was just a ton of Europeans there yesterday.
Yeah, I think that what we have to do is rely on Monterey, who has, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, $1.8 million to spend. You know, yeah. get them here, and then maybe we can capture some of them while they're here. And I think that I know, again, with the BID, I think their emphasis was rebranding, you know, trying to rebrand Morro Bay from a little bit of the discussions that I've had. But we certainly have, you know, a heavy presence in Sunset and those publications. And then also what we're suggesting is to go on Sunset Magazine's website. And, again, I think that does get some international, you know, attention as well. But, yeah, I mean, that's the other way, is once they're here. Because I know so many people, and I know Peter and Bill as well, when we went to that Palo Alto show. And that, granted, there weren't a lot of Europeans there. There were some. But most people talked about how they'd driven by. You know, we got to get them off the road.
And that's what I hear. And here these Europeans happen to be in these two markets where our highest dollar amount of return business is coming from. July 4th weekend, over 60% of my business was from the Bay Area. I mean, another weekend it might be the Southern California, but it was amazing. And here's these tourists from Europe hanging out in the same places where this high dollar tourist is that has to spend the night if they come down because they're far enough away that it's not going to be a day trip. So, yeah, I mean, those two markets, I think what you're saying, John, is right.
There are an awful lot of Europeans that come over here and rent campers mm-hmm. and camp. I know when I used to work at the Chamber of Commerce, a high percentage of them were in campers. So where they stay, you know, is state parks, places like that. But I think when I was at the Chamber last summer, there was at least 10% or maybe higher than that were foreign people.
There probably is something to be said, and to talk about, like with Fresno, you know, that market has been just decimated. I mean, it's they're I think I read where they were like the worst housing market in the country.
And they're in the lowest. I have an article on my computer I meant to forward to you. They're in the.
Yeah, I'll give that some thought. Phil? He's in Mexico right now, actually. Right. I think he's the appropriate one because I think he's sort of taken the lead now. But yeah, I'll try to get some. But we definitely need somebody there. And I'm happy to come too, or Peter could come. But you know, and Janice is real familiar with it as well, because we've sort of used the bird. No, we definitely need somebody. And it's a great opportunity to have beyond 3 minutes to explain what the photo festival is. So. I think Gary would be the appropriate person.